B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Right here from 97.5 The Fanatic, our own D. Lynam joins us. D, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
D, where were you when you found out about the news with Kobe Bryant?
I was at a local establishment having brunch.
When you think back to that 2001 finals run, I know a lot of people will go back to the days of Lower Marion, but what really jumps out to you when you think back to 2001 Sixers Lakers?
You know, honestly, I don't think about that the same way that some other people do. I mean, I remember being at the game that they won in Los Angeles. And for me, that 2001 was more about the Sixers than it was about Kobe and Shaq. Mm-hmm. And that was just because of my role that I played as a sideline reporter. And I had worked for TNT that year covering the NBA playoffs. And so that really was a lot about, I think, Iverson more than I think Kobe for that particular playoff series.
When you look back on Kobe's career and even the brief retirement he got to enjoy, what really comes to mind when you think about the career that he had?
Fiercely competitive, definitely. I always enjoyed when I had, you know, look, we don't have a lot of one-on-one opportunities with these people, but Kobe was a person who, when you went to shoot around, always gave you time. And I was telling somebody this morning, you know, trying to get your microphone in there was always difficult because everybody always wanted to talk to him. But one of my favorite things was I think it was his fourth time he was on the Olympic team, and I went down to cover an exhibition game in Washington, D.C., and everybody was talking to everybody else. And he was sitting, taking his sneakers off at the end of a practice. And he's like, look at me, D, I'm an old head. and I appreciate probably those kinds of things later in his career. I don't know if people know, but his first agent was Arne Tellem. And Arne actually hired me out of college. And so Arne Tellem, and then his first sneaker deal was with Adidas. And that was Sonny Vaccaro. And I had worked, now I'm really aging myself, the 84 Olympics. And I lived with Sonny Vaccaro and his wife when I got to work. I was a high school kid working the Olympics. So I knew Kobe, or like as he's going to be drafted and whatnot, I knew of him through Arne and Sonny before I ever got to cover him as a player in the league.
Okay. When you heard about this kid at Lower Marion, when was the first you really heard about him making noise?
Well, see, that's the funny thing. I wasn't living here when Kobe was a high school kid, mm-hmm. and I had not gone to high school here myself. I had gone to high school in Portland, Oregon. So, like, I come back here in 1997, and, you know, Lower Marion, in fairness, I didn't know Lower Marion High School. I didn't know Lower Marion in terms of living in this area, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. Obviously, what I do know is as Kobe got bigger and bigger, he would come back to Lower Marion and not tell anybody he was in Philadelphia, and he would just show up at his high school. And we were always pissed because, you know, if you work at Comcast and you don't have that story and you find out later that he had been in town and you didn't cover that, you know, it was a big deal that you blew it.
Right.
Of all the guys that we've seen in the NBA and that you've covered in the NBA, where does Kobe rank as far as that fierce competitiveness that you've talked about? And maybe who are some of the others that are comparable?
Well, obviously, Jordan for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe for sure. I put Iverson in there because, you know, when you see him every day, you know, statistically, those guys might be made higher percentages, but like putting it all on the line, wanting to have the last shot, you know, those three are my first three that come to mind. Obviously, I didn't cover, if you go back in time, a Wilt, and I probably don't give the same credit to the big guys like Shaq, But, you know, guys who want the ball in their hands. I mean, for me, it's MJ, it's Kobe, it's Iverson, it's LeBron. I probably, you know, now we know the Russell Westbrooks of the world. I didn't really get a chance to cover Harden as much as what we see now. But I would say those first four, Bob, for me.
Yeah.
Speaking with D-Line, what do you think Kobe's legacy will be? Because we watch a guy like Bill Russell, and he's always visiting, and he's obviously up there in age, and he's a guy that you always see around the NBA. And now it is almost like we get robbed of that future with Kobe and the NBA. So what do you think the lasting legacy will be in the league with Kobe?
Well, you're right, Mark. We are going to be gypped. And, I mean, I told somebody this morning, you know, I don't know, but last year I bought his books for my 12-year-old son, and because one, you know, I want him to read, and two, I'm like, if I can give him a book that he's going to enjoy. And then I said to him, like, if you read it, I'll read it. And so we both read the first one, but you know, he was writing books for kids. You know, I loved watching him when he won his Oscar. Obviously, as a person who is a daughter of a man that I really admire, for me to watch him and his daughter watching games together, you know, that's, I was looking forward to watching her become a really amazing basketball player. I didn't ever get to know her as a person, but, you know, watching them take in a game and be analyzing and taking it down to its like bare bones, talking about it, you know, was she would have been a hell of a player. I know that. You can go to YouTube and see. And I used to say in my house too, like I live in a house with three guys, and I say, you know, we get to hear about Bronny and D Wade's kid. Like, where's Gigi's highlights? You know, I mean, it kind of pissed me off a little bit. And I'm like, you know, she's going to get her moment. So I think that he cared about being something beyond a Hall of Fame basketball player. And a lot of people aren't comfortable when they step away from the thing that made them great. And he seemed to me to be okay with stepping away into something different. And yes, we will be chipped.
I know one of the popular things that's come up on social media is that we're not going to hear Kobe Bryant's Hall of Fame induction speech. And I know that that's something that we'll all look back on, or we'll look at right now and think about getting robbed of that. But when you watch Kobe play, you and maybe it's just me trying to justify it in the moment, but he was the definition of leaving it all out there on the court.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, when I think it's when people, so you can watch all of yesterday unfold, and a lot of us, I don't know how you guys felt, but for me, I didn't think it was real. Mm-hmm. And I was hating social media in the moment, because I thought the first rest in peace that I saw on Twitter was using a term for him getting passed in the career scoring standing
right
by LeBron, and I thought that it was somebody using a phrase irresponsibly.
Yeah.
But what then transpired as you become, you know, this isn't fake, this isn't a horrible dream, that the outpouring of love from the people who played with, against him, it spoke volumes about, at least you, if you're watching from somewhere up above, that you know that you did it right for the 41, not saying you were perfect, I'm not saying that, but you made a lasting impression in a really big volume way for a lot of people.
Dee, I can't thank you enough for coming on with us, especially such short notice. I just appreciate you coming on, breaking it down with us, especially we're all talking about a personal connection with family, and you could certainly identify with one between you and your dad. And I appreciate you making that connection.
Absolutely.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.